How do we measure the amount of inbreeding? Well, when there is inbreeding, the fraction of heterozygotes in a population is less than we would expect under random mating. Why? It once again boils down to simple probabilities. Let's consider the most extreme case of inbreeding, which is selfing. Many plants self-pollinate to some degree, like the tomato at left. If there are two alleles of a gene, big A and little a, there are three possible genotypes. And let's assign the frequency of those genotypes as D for the dominant homozygote, H for the heterozygote, and R for the recessive homozygote. The cross that would occur if any of these genotypes selfed is shown in the middle column, with the resulting genotypes of the offspring in the next column. Well, as you know, the big A plants would produce only big A offspring, and the little a plants would produce all little a offspring. And the heterozygotes would produce offspring divided into one quarter big A, one half heterozygotes or big A, and one quarter little a offspring. So what effect does this selfing have on the genotype frequencies of the population of offspring? Well, the homozygous genotypes each increase in frequency. The dominant homozygote, big A, now occurs at a frequency of D plus the 25% of the big A's that they gain from the selfing of the H's. And the little A's also gain a quarter of the offspring from the H's. The heterozygotes, the big A's, have declined by one half. The effect of selfing, in fact, is that the frequency of heterozygotes declines by half with every generation of selfing. It's very important to realize that inbreeding has no effect on the allele frequencies, only on the genotype frequencies. Make up some allele frequencies, P and Q, and plug them in to prove it to yourself if you don't believe me. P and Q are the same before and after selfing. Those alleles have just been redistributed between the homozygotes and the heterozygotes.